Well, David, today I got a few things to address, and so I want everybody to be listening. First of all, I'm going to address the effect of Larry Zbyszko and Baby Doll and tell the world out there throughout this country that Dusty Rhodes has never, ever done anything wrong to tarnish the name of the American Dream. If you have documents, if you have photos, if you have clues and evidence, if you will, to say that Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, has ever stepped over the bounds, if you will, then, Baby Doll, prove it. And Larry Zbyszko, if you want the United States Heavyweight title, you have to come get it. Secondly, now, the Road Warriors, my brother Animal, come out here and talk in a different tone. And got right down in your living room and told you what's going to happen to the Powers of Pain. So Powers of Pain, you better take that to the bank, because when Animal said and Hawk said, then it's a true fact. And then Ric Flair come out here knocking my public. He come out here and he be talking about the way people look, the way they are. And he's over here and he said, well, Ric Flair, you know what? I'm not a normal looking athlete myself. You know what I'm talking about? I've been in the dens of lion. It's a privilege and an honor to walk out with Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, and the Omni tomorrow night, because I'm not a put inside either. You know what I'm talking about? When you knock them, you're knocking me. And let me tell you something, Daddy. I can buy and sell you, Ric Flair. And that's the bottom line. And the other bottom line is, in this wrestling world, I am 3-time World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. That's the bottom line. And the other bottom line is, I am the current Bull of the Woods, if you will. And that makes me the baddest of them all. So, J.J. Dillon, you say you're going to listen to Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, and Dusty Rhodes and look at us close, because you don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Total destruction is going to happen tomorrow night in the Omni. And anybody that don't believe that, they better be coming like it is going to be for the weak of heart. The weak of heart, if you will. So now I want to say something to my sister in Houston, Texas. Because Ric Flair, my sister, is 6'2 and weighs 280 pounds. And if you're speaking of fat women, you talk about my sister. And she'll come out here and clean your clock. You know what I'm talking about. And turn around and say, man, that was awful good, but it wasn't long enough. You know what I'm talking about, Ric Flair. To be a man, you got to beat the man. Dusty Rhodes is the man. He is the tower of power. He is too sweet to be sour. He is the rap master. There is no other. There is no equal. The man that built the Omni is Dusty Rhodes. Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, tomorrow night, let's get funky like a monkey, baby.
There's no more to say. We'll be back right after this.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
That's right, here. Everybody play. Yeah. You know, you can't be too quick to judge somebody. You might end up with your foot in your mouth. You can't judge an apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge a honey by looking at the bee.
All right. I didn't even know that was Dusty Rhodes' theme in WCW. Like, who listened to themes in WCW before they had Nitro and Raw? They didn't play any of that shit. But this is pretty cool, though. All right. Let me load this a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, I'm your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea. And we are live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. And this is From the Current to the Way Back. I used to use that catchphrase all the time. I never use it no more, and I don't know why. You know, I used to have like a piece of paper when I lived in the Decadome. I used to have a piece of paper, you know, with plastic on it, just to be so I don't spill anything on it because I'm a fat slob. And I used to have like all my reads, you know, like a PowerPoint almost, you know. And that's not happening the last couple of years. I just write shit down on a scrap, on a you know, like a scribble pad, you know, which I have in front of me now. How's everybody sounding? How do I sound to everybody, I should say, out there? It's a new, this is my first show in the new digs. I am in the basement of a remote location not too far from where I live. And there's some stuff going on in my apartment, and the space needs to be utilized more better, so I figured I have the space that I can use here. And I think there'll be some less interruptions. There won't be any people screaming, kids crying, fucking Amazon Alexa giving you the weather report that my wife likes to come in and start talking to her automatically. And then, like, all that stuff bled through. And sometimes you guys didn't hear it, but I did. And when I play, because I play all the shows back on Monday on the way to work, and when I play it back, it's like, oh man, I heard that. So I'm still working with the audio down here. If it I don't know how it sounds. I see Shaylin in the chat room. Hi, Shaylin, and everybody else listening on TuneIn, and whoever's listening not in the chat room. Hello to everybody listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I wasn't gonna do a show tonight. And well, I got a lot. We got a lot to talk about. I don't really know how much I'm gonna be on. Maybe an hour. Maybe 2 hours. And you might hear a beep. There's some kind of beep going on behind me in the laundry room that goes off like every 16 minutes. I'm timing it. So that's the only interruption you might get my father-in-law coming in here, maybe singing to me, you know, like he likes to come in and sing, but you know, anyway. So here we are. I have the setup. It's a finished basement, and there's a lot of shit down here, like storage, and they basically been using this for storage. It's a family home. So I'm like, you know what? They said to me, like, if you can clean the place up, you know, have at it. So the first thing I did initially was there was an old computer that was down here that my wife used to have, her and her sister. This thing's like 20 years old. So I took that apart. I wiped down the room and the table, and I have the computer set up. Our monitor that we use for the chat room broke in transit from the FTW show. It cracked. So I'm pretty pissed off about that. So I gotta get a new monitor. I'm due for an upgrade anyway. Just money isn't too great right now with Dust, so we're going to work that out soon. Hopefully next couple of months I can get my shit together and, you know, get some furniture down here and some you know, some better equipment, you know, and just carry on because it's the end of year six almost and we're having a good time. You know, and we're going to talk about some things that are not wrestling related and things that are wrestling related because I did watch some wrestling the last 2 weeks. So I'm glad everybody has been asking me, you know, my opinions, and I got a couple of messages on where everybody, how come you haven't been on, what's going on, is everything okay? Everything is fine. Well, let's start with after, so Choppy and I did FTW a couple of weeks ago in Queens, and it was a fantastic time. They put us dead center. You guys all heard it. I hope you heard it. It was funny. And it was really fun. We saw John Rage, our buddy, win the championship, and our boys, the East Coast Syndicate, retain their title. And we saw a new Gen X champion, Gabriel Sky. You know, a new women's champion, Miss Rex beat Candy Cartwright, who almost had a Janet Jackson incident. Man, she was fucking stacked. And this wasn't no push-up bra. I mean, she had a push-up bra, too, but she had some tittle biggies, man. Anyway, so after the weekend, I get a call. I want to say, what day was it? Was it Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday. Wednesday, oh, that's the noise that was behind me. That was the fucking, the heating system. So, anyway. So, I'm at work. And I get a call from Choppy. Now, Choppy really never calls me at work. He'll send me a text or he'll Facebook me, whatever. He never calls me at work unless there's like an emergency or something's wrong. So, now I'm worried. So, I answer the phone. I'm like, what's up? And he says, I did something. I was like, what'd you do? He goes, I think I broke my hand. I'm like, where are you? He's like, he tells me where he is. He's nowhere close because I was going to have him come to my hospital where I work. I said, what happened? He's like, well, I should let him tell you the story, but either way, he got mad at something, punched something else, and broke his hand. Like he knew he broke his hand instantaneously. That's how bad he hit it. And you kind of know these things, especially if you do manual labor, you know your body. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're an athlete, you know your body. If something breaks on you, then you know it's a wrap. So he breaks his hand, right? So now I said, okay, we got to have it checked out. So he goes to, one of these city MD fucking, you know, urgent care gimmicks. And they do an x-ray. He sends me the x-ray. He's like, I got to go see a specialist. I said, all right, well, fucking get on the horn, you know. And he has really good insurance. So I was like, get on the horn, fucking call the insurance and get on it, you know. So he does his due diligence. And fucking where we live is ridiculous. Like, everybody, where we live, every specialist gave him like a two-week window for like, you know, for an appointment to see her, for a consult for surgery, because they had to break it probably and put it in place. He had the surgery today. I haven't spoken to him. He said he was fine, but I haven't spoken to him since then. So anyway, getting back. So now, you know, he needs surgery because the bottom line is in Choppy's line of work, if he doesn't work, he doesn't get paid. Like, he don't get sick time like you and me do, you know, you and I do. You know what I'm saying? So nonetheless, he finds finally finds a specialist, and they did the surgery today, this morning. So the surgery was a success. He's fine. I'm sure he's hopped up on pain meds. I hope he's listening. Because if he is, then, you know, then he'll be enjoying me saying that you're a dick. You're a dick. You fucking... I got to teach him some anger management, man.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So our resident pain in the ass is not here. Hopefully he'll be back next week. When the pain subsides. I mean, he's got to wear a fucking brace and all this other nonsense. But I haven't, like I said, I haven't spoken to him on the phone since a couple of days ago. So he should be fine. So his wife was posting shit on social media. So I'm sure he's fine. And he went to a place in Manhattan who has pretty reputable physicians. So I'm glad he did his homework, and I'm glad it's all over now, and hopefully he won't break anything on purpose. So anyway, so with that out of the way, so we did FTW. That was fun. So because Choppy broke his nub, we had a show planned. And I was like, oh, I hate doing these things by myself anymore. Like, a couple of years ago, it was fun. And, like, there was a time where when Mega Powers was doing this with me, like, he would, like, take off a couple of weeks for that fucking film festival that Rob does. And I'm like, oh, man. So now I would have to plan my whole month, almost a month around that. And then once in a while, we would just dip out and do family shit. But, like, we've been missing a lot of shows lately, the last couple of months, and, you know, like, life happens, but I really want to try to get back into the swing of things and give you guys more content. We're almost at 300. We're about, I think it's, we're at 280 now, 281, so we're almost at 300. So, 300 will be next year, man. So, you may get some extra episodes between now and, you know, early next year. Depends on how I feel. I have a place to go where I have no distractions. I have no worries. My family is like a block away. So it's like if anything, I need anything, they can call me. But like, whatever, man. Like, I'm just... it's no disrespect to anybody, to the fans that listen. But, you know, I kind of like to feed off Choppy. You know, I feel like... There are nights where I just don't want to do it, and he's there, and he gets me into the mood, and we knock it out. And then there are days where he's not into it, and I'm there, and I help him knock it out. So we have a good connection, we have a good chemistry. So I don't want to do a lot of these by myself. I mean, of course, you'll get like nights like tonight where I felt like I wanted to do a show, like I had it planned all week. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna do the show. I'm excited. I'm in this new surroundings. I'm in, like, the place is carpeted and, you know, it's nice insulated. You don't hear no echo, no nothing. So I hope it sounds good out there. Shanlin says it's good, so that's good. As long as everybody hears it and everybody's enjoying it. So, yeah, so, I mean, and I don't like to, like, if we do, like, we pick a throwback, I don't want to do the throwback by myself. Unless I pick one I want to do by myself, then it's fine. You know, then it's different. But... And I want to do Ghetto Geek Squad. We haven't done another episode since August. I'm a little upset about that because, like, again, like, you know, being a grown-up, and I've said this on the show a million times, being grown-up sucks, you know, and there's family. You have children. I have a wife. I have a child. I got work. Work sucks. Sometimes your personal life sucks. Like, your head's not in it, you know, and I, you know, you guys all know I battle depression, so it's like, there are days where today I didn't want to get out of bed today, you know? So there are days where I just don't feel like doing dick, especially after a long work week. Like, this week was a long work week, and I, you know, came home last night, and I was like, I was done. I fell asleep. I woke up this morning. I saw my wife off. She had an early day today. Saw her off, and then I just laid in bed. I basically laid in bed almost the whole day. Legit. I watched fucking Supergirl from 1984. That was awful, but it was awfully good. I watched old sitcoms, so, and I ate bad food. So that's really what I did today, to start my weekend. And I just hung out with Michael for a little while because he's here for the weekend with us. So him and I watched the first, Titans show on the DC Universe, and it was awesome. We were excited. We were waiting for this to come. This is one of the reasons why we bought the app, was because of Titans, and the first episode did not disappoint. But you can't binge watch it like on Netflix. They're going to release them weekly. Which really isn't too bad. This way it makes you wait for it, you know, and it gives us time to marinate the episode, and it gives us also time to talk about it and to get together again. Because if I didn't have the show tonight, I'd probably still be on my couch with him watching Titans. So I am enjoying the DC Universe app. I love the DC Universe app. They got a lot of cool content on it. I've been talking about it for the last month. It's lots of fun. Speaking of comics, because Choppy didn't have to be on the show last week because he broke his nub, and I just didn't, and someone offered us passes to Comic-Con. I was like, oh, and every year I say I'm not going to go, and then for some reason last minute I get tickets and I go. So I got tickets. My wife never went before, so we went, and she was good for like an hour, and then she hated it, but, you know, she got the whole skinny of what goes on there, you know. And it was fun, you know, walked the floor. Didn't do any panels. See, here's the thing about panels, right? For all my geeks, my fellow geeks out there, you know the deal. Like the internet, like wrestling, kind of ruins it for everybody. You know, you're always one up now. You always know the scoop. There's no secrets. Like, I really, unless I want to know something new, I'm not going to go to these panels anymore. Like, I'm not. Like, there's nothing I don't know already, you know? Unless I'm really into an actor or an actress or both. Sometimes I'll bring the cast on of whatever panel it is, whatever movie, cartoon, whatever case it be. I don't, you know, my thing is, you have to wait online for everything. Like, there's like millions of people to go to this thing. It's 4 days, and it's legitimately millions and millions of fucking people. And it's crazy. It's madness. And we saw Lou there, our buddy Lou from Ghetto Geek Squad. We saw his crew. The Domingos were there. A bunch of my wife's friends were there. Everybody was, like, taking pictures and social media. So we, you know, and my wife actually got to see a couple of things. She went to a booth that she follows on Instagram, like this book website that sells out-of-print books, and they make T-shirts out of the out-of-print books. And all. She was all excited. She bought, like, a gift card. So, but she was excited, you know. And, like, we went onto the floor where all the vendors were. And, like, everything had a fucking line down the block. Like for the free stuff, like, they were giving away, like, vitamins and, like, energy drinks. And Monster was giving away, like, coffee drink or whatever. People were just, like, they were literally camping out online, sitting on the floor waiting for their free stuff. And I was like, nah, that's not going to happen. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to, you know. And then, like, I wanted to see the Alex Ross display. That was a fucking shit show. The line was, like, I mean, I went into the line just to see, like, the schedule of what was on there. And some kid was like, oh, you got to get in the back of the line. We're in the line here. I'm like, dude, relax. You fucking nerd. I'm just trying to look. I want to look at the schedule, you know. I know you've been sitting here since 9 o'clock in the morning to see a bunch of fucking paintings jerk off, but I just want to, you know. And people are, like, freaking out. I'm like, and of course, the cosplay was off the chain. People were dressed up like everything, and even, like, some things that were not known regularly. Excuse me. Oh, boy, sorry about that. Not known regularly, but to everybody, like, you know, like, stuff that only nerds would know, you know, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. So, needless to say, it was a fun, long day. So, by the time I got home, I was, like, fucking spent. We got home, like, late afternoon, and it was, like, to the point where she fell asleep on the bus, and, you know, by the time we got home, I was like, there's no way I'm doing a show tonight. Like, no way. So, hopefully, I was hoping to have Chobby back tonight. You know, but obviously not. So that's where I've been. So then, what else happened? So yeah, so we did that. So let me see here. I got my list here. I got Choppy's Nub, Comic-Con, FTW. Okay. So I did watch wrestling. I'm this is a wrestling show, right? But I got to watch the Super Show from Australia. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I did. And I was like, man, I'm going to get up. And everybody's like, you ain't getting up. My son's like, my son was up late. He was with us for the weekend. He's like, oh, I'm getting up. I'm like, you okay? So he actually got up at like 3 in the morning, went on the couch, put on the network, and then fell asleep. So I woke up at like 5 minutes to 5, and he was on the couch, passed out. So I'm sorry if I'm taking a, there's no one here, so I'm taking a sip of water. You know, have so much dead air, but I'm thirsty. And it's a little warm down here where I am. Anyhoot, the Super Show was in Melbourne, Australia. It was good, man. A lot of people were there. The card itself was really good until the end. Like, it was cool, like, to the point where I was so pissed because my plan was to get up and have, like, a nice giant bowl of, I got these new, I like Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. I don't eat a lot of, like, kids' cereal anymore, but every couple of months I get my balls twisted. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some, I'm not going to eat healthy cereal, because normally I get, like, Cheerios and Chex and stuff like that, because I'm, you know, I'm old. I don't need to be eating fucking, you know, Cocoa Puffs anymore. But once in a while, I'm like, oh, this is great. And, like, Halloween comes around, and I get the Count Chocula, you know. But I got these peanut butter Cocoa Pebbles. And you guys know I can eat peanut butter. I basically eat peanut butter every day anyway. So now you're going to add peanut butter to one of my favorite cereals. It's a wrap. So I had this vision in my head. I'm going to wake up and pour, like, this giant salad bowl of of fucking cereal. I was all excited. I get up. Like I said, Mikey's on the couch. He's passed out. I'm pouring the cereal. I pour the milk, right? And I think nothing of it. I sit down. I go to take a scoop of the cereal. And I taste the milk. And the milk was bad. Now, the milk had a good date on it. Someone, not me, in the house, left the fucking milk on the counter probably too long when they were using it. And then put it back in the fucking fridge when it went bad. So I was so mad. Like, I told my wife, like, how could, you know, who does that? She's like, well, you know, you could have drove to the store. I was like, I'm going to drive to the store at 5 o'clock in the morning for a fucking carton of milk. I'm like, I'm not that, I'm over it. But, like, you know when you want something, you wake up, you're like, oh, man, I can go. Like, you have your heart set on it. Like, that, you know, it just, it sometimes I do that at work. Like, if I get paid every 2 weeks. So on payday, like, if I wake up, I'm like, man, I'm going to treat myself to a nice big breakfast on the way to work. And, you know, you stop, you get like a, you know, you can get like a McDonald's or something like that. But in your head, you're like, you play it out. You're like, oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. It's going to be great. And, it, you know, like anything else, if you have your heart set on something and it doesn't work out, you get disappointed. So I was pissed off I didn't have the cereal. So not anyway, getting back to the show. The show was really good. I enjoyed it, except for the end. I'll go over the matches real quick with you guys, and I'll tell you what I thought of everything. The New Day SmackDown Tag Team Championship, they defeated The Bar. That was a good match. Really good. Action-packed back and forth. Sheamus and Cesaro really grew on me as a team. I didn't like them initially, and I think I mentioned that on the show a couple of times. This match was good. Charlotte Flair beat Becky Lynch by DQ. For the SmackDown Women's Championship. Now, Becky Lynch is the champ. You know, she's the heel now. We like Becky Lynch as the heel. This is drags out the story. They're two friends. Now they don't like each other. So this is cool. And I don't like a lot of women's wrestling. But I'm growing. It's growing on me. Especially after All In. So, Elias and Kevin Owens were outstanding. They did like a... Elias and Kevin Owens were in the ring. Elias was doing his little concert. He played a little bit of Thunderstruck from AC/DC. They're, you know, Australian, so they're in Australia. They loved it. I'm fucking crazy. They fought John Cena and Bobby Lashley. I don't know. I mean, I know why they paired him together because it was Australia, but, like, I'm so glad this isn't a thing because I don't like Bobby Lashley. I really don't. I try to invest in him. There's nothing appealing about him at all. He's probably a nice guy. He's got a nice physique. He's a decent mixed martial artist, but I just don't like him. I never did. Never did. Never liked him. Anyway, so they beat Owens and Elias. That was an okay match. The Iconics, they're both from Australia, so they had a homecoming, and the crowd went crazy for them. They were cool. They beat Asuka and Naomi, which was weird because they're, you know, the dominant team. These chicks shouldn't be beating these other chicks, but they're home. So, like, you know, you give the home team a win. There's nothing wrong with that. I had no problems with it. So the next match was the WWF Championship match. This was no DQ, no count out, must be a winner. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. I don't know what their problem is with Samoa Joe. I don't understand why he's not a champion yet. I don't understand. Like, give this guy the title. Him and AJ have a storied feud. It spans three different organizations now. You know, Joe can go, man. Joe can definitely go, no pun intended. You know, why not take the belt off AJ once in a while? You know, AJ, see, that's the thing too, like, I feel like SmackDown and the WWE Championship have enough talent where they can actually just, you know, swap the belt back and forth a little bit, tell some better stories. AJ Styles don't have to carry anything. Like, he's not like, oh, it's he needs to hold on to that belt. Like, the story's great. Joe's doing the whole stalking thing, and, you know, the memes on social media are outstanding. You guys are off the chain funny with this stuff. But I'm enjoying the feud, and I'm sure a lot of people, and people, you know, as bad as WWE has been the last couple of years in terms of, you know, not catering to the entire universe or the entire fan base, you know, sometimes you get a couple of gems, and this is a gem. These two guys can go. They know each other so well. Like I said, the feud spans years now, maybe a decade. Sorry about that. But yeah, I mean, it spans decades, like a decade. Like, fucking let them go, dude. Like, let them go. And give Joe the belt. This is the second time he's lost, third time. Give him the fucking belt already, man. It's annoying. But he doesn't. AJ wins again. Controversial finish. Six-man tag match. Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey teaming up with the Bellas against the Riot Squad. I like me some of that Sarah from the Riot Squad. Don't tell hubby that, though. He's from the War Machine. He might fucking cave your face in. That dude's beastly. But I think she's with Ro, right? Yeah, she's with Ray Ro. She's Sarah Logan. She's adorable. She had a nice little shit locker on her, too. Again, don't tell Ray that, though. He might get mad at me. But either way, Rousey is getting better. The Bellas, or the Bellas, whatever. They win, you know, whatever. I'm actually going backwards because that was the second match. The third match, I'm sorry. The fourth, yeah, the third, yeah, whatever it is. So here was a fun match. Buddy Murphy wins the Cruiserweight title. Another fucking hometown boy beats Cedric Alexander for the Cruiserweight title. That was a pretty good match. Buddy Murphy out of nowhere, you know. I don't watch the Cruiserweights. I don't follow 205 Live. Maybe I should. However, I will tell you that I'm a big fan of both of these guys, so I'm glad that they gave Buddy the rub, and should be cool. Maybe we'll see how that goes. Maybe they'll defend the belt more on pay-per-views, too. Six-man tag, The Shield and defeat Braun Strowman, Ziggles, and Drew McIntyre. It was a good match. Stop hating on Roman Reigns, man. The fucking guy alone. Like, even Australia was hating on him. Man. Crazy. Daniel Bryan beats The Miz. Daniel Bryan receives a WWE Championship match at Crown Jewel, which is in Saudi Arabia, coming up soon. It's a couple of weeks. And I'm gonna get into that. And here was the shit show of the night. Kane gets involved, HBK gets involved, and they're going to wind up fighting all... They're all going to tag up against each other, fucking Crown Jewel, which is ridiculous. The last time ever, not Triple H beats Undertaker. This match was awful. Absolutely atrocious. Okay? I'm sorry, guys. Whoever's Undertaker fans, my sister included, I'm sorry. He is unwatchable. There has not been a redeeming quality in Undertaker's matches since he fought CM Punk, and that was like 5 years ago. Okay, he can barely move. Okay, he's just not as... He doesn't flow like any... There's nothing about him that's good anymore. Okay, there are some guys that can still go. Unfortunately, he's not one of them. I understand his loyalty to the company. I understand his popularity. I understand why they keep him around. I don't want to prevent the guy from making a paycheck either, but in the same breath, you're insulting people's intelligence to think that this guy at 50-something years old and the way his body has been, he could still go. I don't know. I don't see it. And listen, you guys, if you think I'm wrong, please call me out on social media. Please call me out, like... Tell me I'm crazy, because I just don't think that it's cool anymore to watch him do anything on TV. It's not. There's nothing redeeming about him at all. Nothing. Absolutely. He's just not that good anymore. And listen, it's the same thing. Like when you watch, if you're a sports fan like I am, and you're watching these old guys, baseball, hockey, football, like you know these guys are legends, and they're like, oh, you know, they'll bring them back for a season, or they'll bring them back for a game, or they'll even bring them back for a day. Like my Mets brought David Wright back for a day. You know, and I was there to see it last 2 weeks ago with Rob, and that was a cool thing, too. I was in the fucking sweet life, living the sweet life. Awesome. Great, 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 great night that was. But, like, they brought the captain back for one night because he was retiring from spinal stenosis, which is cool. But I would be naive if I thought that he could still go. You know, I'd be naive to think like, oh, David Wright can play every day, especially third base, probably the hardest position in baseball, next to shortstop. Come on. There's no way, man. So, again, like, give Undertaker something to do. Like, let him work for the network. Let him, you know, let him go down to NXT. Let him help the kids. Like, do something. He just, get him off TV. Stop with this shit. And I know that the outside of the United States, listen, it's a big world. It's a big planet. And I know that he's got fans everywhere. Hence why they're selling out soccer stadiums in Australia and Saudi Arabia because they want to see Undertaker. They don't get to see Undertaker live all the time, which is sad. You know, you know how I feel about that. I think WWE should be doing more stuff in Europe, you know, and in, you know, Africa and Asia and stuff like that. I have tunnel vision when it comes to certain things. I don't see why they can't use that global market to their advantage, you know. Why can't they have WrestleMania in Australia or England, especially England? Their fans are amazing. The UK fans in general are just amazing. You know, they're super smart. They're fucking, they have homegrown talent there now. They have wrestling there that's off the chain ridiculous. They're getting their own version of NXT. Like, they should use their market more sufficiently. They don't have anything to go with, you know. They just fucking, they'll just sell the merch and hopefully make people travel from all over the planet to go to fucking New Jersey for WrestleMania next year. You know, like whoop-de-doo, you know. But at least there's a weekend out of it. And I know Nick German posted the WrestleMania weekend schedule. There's wrestling all week from like Thursday to Sunday. It's going to be so great. And I was talking to Matt from Shining Wizards this morning via text message, and he's like, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I'm like, yeah, we got tickets for this and that. We're going to meet up, and we're working on maybe doing some podcasting for you guys, do a Shining Throwbacks again, maybe. I got to talk to the other Wizards. Hopefully they're all down. We'll be podcasting from somewhere. We'll definitely be at the Memorial Show probably on Thursday. There's a Shimmer card. There's Ring of Honor, of course, with New Japan that we'll be at that night with NXT. So, you know, and then there's Mania. There's so much going on, and, you know, this is kind of a downtime, you know, between now and January. You know, there's the Survivor Series, but other than that, it's like nothing's really going on except for this Crown Jewel thing, right? And there's politicians asking the WWE to postpone this Crown Jewel pay-per-view, all right? Let me just pull up something here while I've got you guys on the horn, because I was going to pull, I might open the phone lines after the break because I want to get you guys' opinions on this shit. But let me see here. Crown Jewel. Let's see. Okay. So CNBC posted this like 12 hours ago, right? So the WWE's getting a shit ton of money for this pay-per-view from the Saudis, right? The Saudis love their wrestling. It's a known fact. The last pay-per-view that they had, I think every Arab dignitary was there, and they had, like, couches at ringside. You know what I'm saying? It was insane. They love their wrestling. And how come my screen isn't loading? Of course it's not loading because it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Nothing goes right for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I'm going to wait for this page to load up. But anyway, so now there's politicians, senators reaching out saying that they should cancel the pay-per-view. Take a swig of water. Because there's a lot of stuff going on with the country. And there it is. So it's for November 2nd, and WWE confirms that they're monitoring the situation. It's $1 million partnership that they made with the Saudis for, you know, whatever. And it says it's on the verge of being drawn into rising political and diplomatic tensions with Saudi Arabia, putting its multi-million-dollar deal for live events in jeopardy. So the Arab state right now is currently embroiled in an international crisis over the disappearance of the Saudi national and United States resident Jamal Khashoggi, who was a journalist for the Washington Post and was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last week. Turkish authorities also have claimed he was murdered by Saudi agents, while they denied killing Khashoggi, and the kingdom has insisted he left the consulate shortly after he arrived. So WWE goes there now November 2nd, a couple of weeks. But it's now unclear if the event at the King Saud University Stadium will go ahead. A rep for WWE said, "We're monitoring the situation." So now, the last time they took its show to Saudi Arabia, last year, it sold 60,000 tickets. They called it the greatest Royal Rumble. And this proposed show would be the second event as part of a long-term partnership with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Several of the organization's most famous superstars do appear on the bill, including first time since 2010, Shawn Michaels, who was revealed last week, he'd be teaming up with Triple H against Kane and Taker. It's going to be on the network, obviously, they said, and pay-per-view outside of the Middle East. So that was CNBC. So now it's on CNN, CNBC, Fox News. I'm looking at all the links right now. You know, now they're saying, as of 26 minutes ago, they're scrambling to find a new home for Crown Jewel. See, like, I understand what's going on. And I don't want to sound selfish and say, well, you know, if this is going on and this guy got murdered or whatever, like, why does the sports have to get involved? Like, just let them perform. It's a show. Let them go. It'd be the same thing if a rock concert was going there, like, or a hip-hop show. Like, it just, I don't understand why they have to tell these people, to WWE, not to go, or they should postpone it. Why? Because Vince's wife works for fucking Trump? That's the only reason why I think that this is all being done. That Linda McMahon's a politician. You know what I'm saying? It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And you know what? And let's be honest here. Let's call a spade a spade. If Linda was not a politician and was not working in the Trump camp, would we have any of this feedback? Would anybody give a shit? You know, we have NBA teams going to China, NHL teams going to China. We got beef with China. Well, not beef, but we have issues right now with China with trade because of Trump. Is that going to stop these teams from doing exhibitions there? No. No. NFL goes to England every year. No one says anything about that. Like, that's what I'm talking. Like, this is the bullshit, man. And I don't want to get into politics. I don't want to bore you guys. You already know how I feel about certain things. I'm not a Trump supporter, though I'm not a Democrat either. So there's a twist there. But I'm not a Trump supporter, and I don't know if this would be, like I said, this would be an issue if Linda wasn't a fucking politician. So there you go, Shaylin. There's my opinion. Don't fucking cancel the show. Don't cancel the show. Don't fucking, you know, it's a $1 billion deal. $50 million a show. Like, that's a lot of fucking scratch. It's not Vince's fault that this fucking tragedy happened. We're not at war with the Saudis. This ain't fucking Desert Storm. We're not blowing shit up right now. You know, this is not, I don't understand. You know, it just baffles me. I want to blame Trump, but you know, I'll get shit for that on social media too. You know, and just whatever. But really, I can't blame him either. Like, it's just, you know, well, I can blame him indirectly if it's because of Linda. You know, but fucking, that's a lot of scratch. Let them go. And not for nothing, some of these wrestlers would be in awe, in honor, and be thankful and humbled to be performing in front of another crowd, another different country. It's a deal. You know, at the end of the day, they're still performers. You know, they're putting on a show. Let them put on a show. Let them make their money. They have families too, man. People, you know, people got to make money. Money moves the economy. Money makes the world go round. Money talks. Bullshit walks. Let the bullshit walk. It's nonsense. Gonna postpone a show, $50 million show because of this tragedy? But like, so if that's the case, why aren't we fucking sending troops over there? Why aren't we fucking hunting this guy down? How come we're not shaking down the government? The consulate? How come we're not fucking putting stuff on lock? I'll tell you why. Money. Money. There's oil in the Middle East. Shit gets moved in the Middle East. They only bomb it when it's fucking convenient. That's the problem with this country. They don't take care of things when they need to take care of things. They take care of things at their convenience. It's like my field of work, emergency medical services. We're not very reactive. We're not very proactive. We're reactive. We wait for something really fucking bad to happen in order to make things better for us as first responders. A la 9/11, a la Homeland Security, a la New York City Police Department and EMS and fire and all the other civil servants, you know, Port Authority and stuff like that. They wait for bad things to happen to us. And then they're like, oh, well, this is not safe. Maybe we should fucking put more, maybe we should implement more safety precautions. Yeah, no fooling. Same thing with our government. It's like they're reactive. You know, Trump's losing people every fucking day out of his cabinet. No one says a word about it. They wait for bad shit to happen. This fucking judge didn't care that he raped a woman 30 years ago. He's got sworn in. He's in. Like, no one cares, man. And not enough people care. That's the problem with this country. Not enough people fucking care. They should get on their horses and vote. Do it. Vote. They had 800,000 registered voters this month. That's this year, I should say. That's outstanding. 40% of this country doesn't vote. 44% or something like that. Between 40 and 44%. I don't have the exact number anymore. That's a fucking sin. And this is not about left, right, none of that. It's about grassroots. It's about living somewhere, knowing who your people are, and taking care of your communities. Once you take care of yourselves and then the community, and then your town, then your state, your city, then your state, then your country. In that order. You do that, people, you could put better people in office. And we won't have to have these fucking people asking, you know, to postpone a wrestling show. A $50 million wrestling show. It's ridiculous. So, all right, I'm off my high horse about that. I'm done with that. What else did I do? Ah, yes. So tonight, Nick German is at Ring of Honor in Maryland, Baltimore. So I hope he's having a good time. I don't have a card listing, but he posted pictures. I'm sure he'll post all his stuff when he's done. He should be done in like an hour or two. So, and I want to, again, Nick has been amazing. Amazing on social media. He's got our Twitter feed and Instagram, over 1,000 people. And if you are one of those 1,000 people and you're a new listener, welcome to the family. Please support Turnbuckle Throwbacks. If you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter at @TBuckleTBacks, Instagram at Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere, really. You know, we're on 3 or 4 different network feeds, podcast feeds. Like, it's just, you know, we're easily found. You know, all that stuff's been fixed too. All the links have been fixed and all that stuff. So if you're on Stitcher, iTunes, Podcast Addict, any of the Android platforms, yeah, it's all there for you guys. But Nick, I want to personally thank you very much for helping Choppy and I out. It's, you know, it takes a village. That's the old saying in my family. So we can't do this alone because Choppy and I wish, you know, Choppy's got a second kid on the way. He's working. I'm working like an animal. You know, it's like there's so many things that are going on. I wish we can commit more time to this. We can't. But when we do commit to it, we want to give it our best. And we got people behind the scenes helping us, Nick included, that are doing a fantastic job. So, Nick, again, thank you so much. We can't thank you enough. What else? All right, so Ring of Honor is tonight. I'll probably watch that tomorrow when the link is up. Or I'll log into Honor Club if it's streaming there. I have no idea. I did see the New Japan King of Pro Wrestling show. That was fantastic. I totally forgot it was on, too, man. I missed, like, fucking half of it. It was on a Sunday night. I was watching football. I was so mad. But I went back and watched it. It was really cool. It was Sunday into Monday, and I totally missed it. I was going to get up and watch it, but... I'll run down the card. It was a really good card. IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. Kanemura and Desperado beat Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask. That was a nice curtain jerker. Toji Makabe and Hamna defeated Juice Robinson and Toa Hanari. I like Toa Hanari. I think he's, you know, he's still a little green, but I think he's got promise. That kid's really good. The OG Bullet Club, Gorillas of Destiny, Bad Luck Fale, and Ishimori defeated the Elite Bullet Club, the Bucks, Hangman Page, and Chase Owens. Gorillas of Destiny, since they won the belt a couple weeks ago, they've been vicious, man. Really vicious. I like this feud, and it's going to get better because they just recruited some more people. I'll get at that in a minute. Let's see. Suzuki-Gun, Suzuki, Taichi, and Isuka. They lost to Ishii, Hiroki Goto, and Will Ospreay. That was a good match. See, Minoru Suzuki is probably the same age as Undertaker. But unlike Undertaker, he could still go. He is so much fun to watch, Minoru Suzuki. And he's so evil looking, and that fucking haircut of his is fucking crazy. So Chaos is in Chaos. They recently had some people leave their camp, but they have some people still left. Roppongi 3K, Toru Yano, and of course the Rainmaker, Kushida Okada, were defeated by Los Ingobernables de Japón, which was Sonata, Bushi, and Naito, but they were teasing a new member, and that new member is Shingo Takagi, and he, you know, basically came in there and came out with the mask off. There he is. And he's part of Los Ingobernables de Japón. He'll probably take the place of Takahashi, who's injured, who had to give up the junior heavyweight title. Speaking of doing it, and the tournament finals were the same night, and I'll get into that in a second. The next match was Evil versus Zack Sabre Jr. ended in no contest when Chris Jericho, the IC champ of New Japan, attacks Evil before the match even starts. They're going to have a match now in a couple of weeks. That's going to be cool. Jericho is just off the chain. Off the chain. Love Chris Jericho right now. I always love Chris Jericho, though. You got to love Y2J, you know? And speaking of the Junior Heavyweight Championship, the finals, Marty Scurll and lost to Kushida. I think this is Kushida's like fucking 8th or 10th title or something like that. I forget. He's won it so many times, though, you know. But I tell you, it's so much fun to watch these New Japan shows in English, too. Kevin Kelly, this was Kevin Kelly and Rocky Romero. The next match was like a Money in the Bank type of match. This was the rights to the Tokyo Dome title shot at Wrestle Kingdom in January. The rights holder, the briefcase holder, Tanahashi, the ace of New Japan, beats Jay White. Okay. Good match. Jay White now with Gato, who left, him and Gato left Chaos, and I'll get into that in a minute. People had Tanahashi counted out, man. Can't count the ace out. The man is literally still ticking. Still doing his thing, man. Still doing his thing. Very excited for this. Now Tanahashi's going to Wrestle Kingdom for the title. This is pretty cool. I don't think he's going to lose that briefcase anytime soon. I think this was it. And then the finals, the final match. Kenny Omega for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship defeats his partner, the Golden Lover, Kota Ibushi, and Cody, who is the current U.S. IWGP champ and the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. This was a three-way, very, very good match. But Bullet Club come out. There's a big deal. Everybody gets attacked. Turns out Jay White and Gato now join OG Bullet Club. So they beat up on Tanahashi, and it just so. Yeah, it's getting interesting. It's getting interesting. And it's funny because Jay White got offered to join Bullet Club a couple months ago, and he refused. Kenny Omega was recruiting him. He's like, nah, no thanks. So. But I enjoy that. So, all right. So, what is it? Almost 10 o'clock? All right. So, listen. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to plug our friends. And then when I come back, maybe we'll open the phone lines and we'll talk some more wrestling or whatever you guys want to talk about, actually. You guys have any topics, please, by all means, hit me up on the social media page or put it up in a chat room. Anything you guys want to talk about, I will definitely talk about it. So, because it's open forum tonight. Nothing's going on. It's me. It's you. It's Turnbuckle Throwback. It's live. It's rantemradio.com. And we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Out like today, like 20 something years ago. Crazy, right? People used to shit on Korn. I'm like, I liked it. I was knee deep in, you know, New York hardcore and metal and shit and hip hop, but I liked Korn. Korn was different. It was fun, you know. I love Jonathan Davis's tracksuit that he wears, fucking Adidas tracksuit, and it's dope. Anyway. All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Rant EM Radio. It's Friday night. It's October 13th, 2018. And it's a beautiful night here in New York City. It is autumn, finally. Beautiful, beautiful breeze. Like, my landlord was like, yo, crack a window. I was like, yeah, I should crack a window. I cracked all the windows. And I was like, oh, man, nice breeze. I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. I always sleep good when it's cold in my room, you know. I'm the guy that has to have a fan on me, like, all year round. I'm one of those dudes. I don't give a shit whether it's cold in my room, whether it's winter, summer. I don't give a shit. But I tell you what, nice breeze from the window. Oh, it's going to be so good. Can't wait. I love this cold weather, the nice cool weather. It's hockey, football jersey weather, your fresh fitted hats. Dope. Crisp jeans, maybe some new kicks I'll get in a couple of weeks. I love this. This is the best time of year. Baseball playoffs as we speak. Hockey season just started. Basketball starting up in a couple of weeks. Like, football's in full swing. This is the greatest time of the year for sports and for your boy. So, and it's a little low. Like I said, it's you know, not too big on a wrestling thing, but there is a couple things going on, you know. Impact's got their pay-per-view, Bound for Glory, this Sunday. It's in New York. I was invited. I just you know, didn't have the money. But, I'll take a free ticket. Anybody out there wants? Other than that, I can't afford it right now. I can't afford to pay attention. But, however, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited, man. It's one of the things where everybody's like, you know, you're so miserable. You know, you're always got to, so, you know, I'm not an optimistic person. I'm very pessimistic. But I'm optimistic when it comes to wrestling and sports. So, thank you, Shaylin. Yes, Milwaukee is leading 5-1 in the fifth inning. They just chased out Kershaw. I'm rooting for the Brewers. I got a lot of friends, a lot of throwbackers in that area, too. So, I want the Brewers to win. I wear their gear, too. I love it. I'm playing Strat tomorrow, so maybe I'll wear my Brewers hat to my games. Anyway, I need some luck anyway. I'm fucking 5 games under 500. If I don't win these next couple of series in Strat, I am done for the year. I'm 5 games under 500. I got to win some games this weekend. I got to win some games. The dice gods have to be good to me. Really good to me. Come on, dice gods. Do me a solid, man. Give your boy a couple of wins tomorrow. Anyway. Okay, so we talked about FTW. We talked about Super Show. We talked about New Japan. We talked about Impact. What do you guys want to talk about? What's been tickling your tits? Tell me what's been going on. What do you want my opinion about? You want to call me? The Skype is on. It's 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394, or if you're on Skype, it's all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. So you guys want to call in? Call in. If you don't want to call in, hit me up on social media. I got the social media gimmicks open. I got the phone going, so let me know if you want to. Yeah, I got a topic you want me to talk about. Let me see. I got the Facha de Libre open on the phone. Let me see what's going on over there. Okay, it's baseball related. So, okay. So, like I said, what's going on? What's going on? Everybody wants to talk about everybody having a good time. Is everybody ready for Halloween? Do we have any Halloween costume ideas? I think we're going as Bob's Burgers this year. Me and my wife, we go to this party every year, so we're probably going as Bob's Burgers. She got her Linda glasses yesterday, so I got to get my apron and my mustache. Be ready for that. So we're like big Bob's Burgers fans, yeah. I'm caught up. I think I watched like 7 seasons in the last couple of months. I love that show. It's pretty cool. But I think, I don't know, man. I'm just, if nothing's really going on, you know, if I don't get any topics jumping off in the next couple of minutes, I may call it a night and go back to my couch and hang out with Junior and watch some TV, you know, and get ready for the weekend. But other than that, nothing else is going on. I want to hear some topics, man. You know what? While we're waiting for something to jump off, hopefully, let's see if there's anything going on in the world of wrestling that I didn't touch yet. Let me see. Let me jump on the social media and jump on the interwebs, if you will. It was Dusty Rhodes' birthday last night. 73 years old he would have been. I played a cool promo to open up the show. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to it on a download tomorrow. Let's see. Oh, the Chris Jericho cruise is going to be on. Is going to be filmed for Fight TV. That's pretty cool. It's going to be cool. That whole thing is going to be great. They're going to have comedians, bands, wrestling. It's going to be at the end of the month. It's really fucking cool. They're going to the Bahamas. Really cool. I wish I had the money for that. I wish I had time to go. Like, I don't have any time. That's going to be cool. So if you guys are a Fight TV members, you might want to look into getting that. Let's see. No, I don't want to. Let's close this ad. I hate fucking ads, man. Kurt Angle returned. Yes, we know he's part of the Crown Jewel thing. Yeah, Jeff Cobb won the fucking TV title in Ring of Honor because I heard Punishment Martinez is taking his act to a NXT, which I don't understand why, but I guess they want the Puerto Rican Undertaker. So it is what it is. So he went to ROH instead of Impact. Thank God he did that. Nothing against Impact. I just want to see. I like Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb is a throwback to me. He reminds me of Taz and Joe and all those submission guys, big guys, you know, that can throw bodies around. But yeah, WWE definitely. Punishment. They did sign Punishment Martinez, and he's actually going to the Performance Center as we speak. There's no word on when he's going to make his WWE NXT debut, but Punishment's contract expired in August. So, if you're following the Mae Young Classic, the quarterfinals, Michael and I watched the other matches. It's going to be Rhea Ripley, Deonna Purrazzo, Mia Yim, and Lacey Lane. So, no, was it? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's going to be, those are the matches I announced that the we watched. It's Sada Mora is going to fight Lacey Lane. Mia Yim versus Toni Storm, Tegan Nox versus Rhea Ripley, and Deonna Purrazzo versus Shahari. Sorry, I read that wrong. I was reading the brackets. Hello, Dick. Let's see what else is going on. Let's see. Let's see. 2K19 came out this week. My son's got it. He loves it. I haven't seen it yet. I might get it for Xbox after Christmas, you know. There's really nothing going on. Oh, yeah, Abyss is going into the Hall of Fame for Impact. Yeah, why not? Who cares? Good for him. God bless. Oh, new WWE documentary. Let's see this. Ooh, about Eddie Guerrero. This is interesting. WWE's first special from their Untold documentary will premiere this Sunday on YouTube. The documentary will focus on Hall of Famer Eddie Guerrero and his effect on the SmackDown brand. Damn, that's interesting. Hopefully that'll be on the network, too. You know, I'm a big Eddie Guerrero guy. I loved Eddie. Really nothing else going on, man. Nothing else is going on, really. I hate these fucking ads. Go away. Go away with your ads. Terrible. They make articles about Carmella changing her hair color. Really? Oh man, terrible too. X-Pac's ex-wife passed away. Oof. That's sad. I read that too. Fucking terrible news. The mom, his baby mama, terrible. John Cena got a children's book out. I know that. He was in New York signing autographs. He was on Jimmy Fallon the other night. I didn't get to see it, though, but I saw the someone posted on Facebook the video. I didn't get to watch it yet, though. Let's see. Oh, Mike and Maria came back. They're going to 205, I believe. That's cool. Good. I really hope Mike Bennett, Canales, whatever the fuck his name is now, I hope he got his shit together. I was a huge Mike Bennett fan when he was in Ring of Honor. I love him, you know. And Maria's nice on the eyes, obviously. But I know we had a problem. They had a kid. So I'm hoping between the kid and him getting help, he puts his shit together. He looks really good. I saw pictures. You know how I feel about abuse, substance abuse. It's a fucking disease, and I grew up around it. I lived with it. And I lost so many people in my life over it. So I really hope that he gets his shit together for his, if anybody, for himself, but for his kid and his wife too, you know. Because he's super talented. That kid can work his ass off, so good for him. There was a tweet, the kid Khabib from the UFC, who had that controversial fight with Conor McGregor last week. Which, by the way, is not fucking fake. I heard the rant again on Tuesday. Guys, UFC is not scripted. They may tell these guys to do certain things or say certain shit, but the fights are real. And there's a lot of emotion in those things. There's nothing fucking scripted about what happened that night. That dude was super religious, super hypersensitive. Something was said to him, and he fucking went nuts, and you can't blame him, okay? Let's see. Bobby Roode's going to be Natalya's new partner in the Mixed Match Challenge. Roode is replacing Owens, who's currently out with a vaccine with a knee injury. He could be out 4 to 8 months. They're going to face Bobby Lashley and Mickey James on next week. Undertaker's going to be on SmackDown 1000 next week. They haven't officially announced him yet, though. So the UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov, I think that's his last name, Nurmagomedov, indicated on Twitter that WWE is trying to sign him. So acting general manager Baron Corbin responded to Khabib's hashtag fake fights tweet and mentioned the cruiserweight champion Buddy Murphy is seen below. So Khabib writes, WWE asked me to jump inside. What do you think, guys? Hashtag smash Lesnar, hashtag fake fights. Corbin responded with the hashtag 205 champ, Buddy Murphy, has you by 50 pounds. I'm just saying. I don't like Baron Corbin, but that was actually cool. That's cool. Let's see. Nothing else. Oh, here's something interesting. So there was a show with ICP and Limp Bizkit. There was an incident last weekend. Shaggy 2 Dope of ICP tried to dropkick Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit's band mate DJ Lethal. He tried to dropkick Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst, right? So DJ Lethal took the Instagram and got into it with Shaggy. Right? Who gets involved in this, though? The Iron Sheik, of all people, trying to play Peacemaker. Oh, man. Let's see. What else? That was fucking funny as hell. If you guys are on Twitter, please follow the Iron Sheik on Twitter. It's fucking hysterical. Let's see. I mentioned Kevin Owens already. Let's see. The UK series is coming out next week. That's fun. No one cares about Shayna Baszler. Oh, okay. Sunny made her first public comment since being released from jail. She's been in jail for a minute. So, Tammy was released on parole from Carbon County Correctional Facility in Pennsylvania on Tuesday after being incarcerated since March. Sunny took to her Facebook account and issued her first statement. The 45-year-old Hall of Famer noted that both pages will be taken down as soon as she creates a business page for fans or promoters to keep in touch with her. I'm home for now. My personal life will be kept private, and both of these pages will be taken down. I will eventually start a personal page reserved for real friends and family only, and a business page for fans and bookings. Please respect my privacy and only add the new personal page if you are, in fact, a real friend or family. Fans are welcome and encouraged to follow the fan business page. Thank you for all of your continued support in these last recent months and in those to come, Tammy. Okay. So we're not going to be Facebook friends anymore. That's sad. Oh, I saw Ric Flair on Jimmy Fallon. That song they do, that Ric Flair. Oh, what the hell is that thing? Hold on a second. Let me see. I'm gonna play it. I'm going to play it because it's fucking... This idiot was singing it, right? Ric Flair Drip, it's called, right? And Jimmy Fallon had this guy do it in a wrestling ring. But Ric Flair came out and danced with him. So I want to play a little bit of it because it's fucking hysterical. Hold on a minute. Let me see. Okay, let's see. All right, let me see. This is going to be it. All right, here we go. Oh no, this is like a this is fans looking. Come on, man. Jimmy Fallon doesn't have a YouTube page. Come on. Nothing. Alright, let's see if this works, cause I just don't want to get a piece of it. It's fucking hysterical. This is not it. They put this. These people are retarded. They put the pictures on there, but they put more music to it. Whatever. Anyway, go see it if you can find it. It's fucking hysterical. Ric Flair comes out, dances with him. It's pretty funny. I guess not. I guess nobody wants to fucking hang out. Nobody wants to talk on the phone or nothing. I think I'm gonna call it a day, man. This is. But at least I got to talk a little bit, right? Let's see. Yeah, Ray Ray is going to be back in the company. I read that, too. He'll be on SmackDown. I think he's going to be full-time. Let's see. He's scheduled for Hartford, Boston, White Plains in the UK. And Hartford and Boston shows dual brand events. He'll return to the ring next Tuesday on SmackDown. It's 1,000 episode. Let's see. Do I have a... I'm getting Texas here. Let's see. Does anybody want to talk? Anyone want to call in? Oh, what am I getting here? Nothing. Come on, man. I hate this phone. Oh, Nick German's posting pictures from his event. Okay, that's what I got here. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to call it a night, folks. I'm pretty much done. I did an hour and 20. That should be enough, right? Let's play some music and get the frig out of here and get home and do my thing. What do you guys want to hear? You know what? Let's see. Let's play some music. Let me do something right here. Last chance, guys. Nothing. Nathan. All right. I'm done then. Hold on. Let me get some music up here. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Nothing? Alright, here we go. Thank you, Shaylin. I appreciate it. Let me see. Let me pick out some cool music. Let's see. Nothing here. I want to pick out something cool. Let me see. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That. Come on. Magnum Force. There we go. Yeah. No, I just want to hear. All right. No, that's not it. That's not it, man. What the fuck? Yeah, Shaylin, you should come to do a show with us. You probably live not too far from us. You should be coming. Yeah, you should be coming to hang out with us. Just let us know when you want to come over. We will definitely have you in the studio with us. We have a bunch of microphones. Let's see. There we go. Shout out to Mike Sanfilippo. Rest in peace. Anyway, hopefully Choppy will be back next week. I hope. With his fucking broken nub. What else is going on? Halloween Havoc 1998. That'll be October 27th, it's definitely gonna do that. So join us for that. I don't know what else is going on. Yeah, oh yes. Next Saturday, I should say, I'm gonna be having dinner with a legend. We'll talk about that in length next Friday on the show. I'm very excited about this. I can't wait. What else is going on? Of course. Oh, yes. 20% off Pro Wrestling Tees this weekend. Buy a shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Please buy a shirt. It helps us pay the bills. Pays the bills for the website and for the show. A little bit helps. We have 4 different designs. If you haven't bought one already, please buy one. ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Like I said, we're on social media. Get all the gimmicks. It's there. What else is going on? Midnight Jury is back on the Rant tomorrow night. Go support those guys. Support everybody on Rant EM Radio, Shining Wizards Network. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Yeah, Choppy should wear a fucking cowboy hat and a cast like Bob Orton. That would be outstanding, Shaylin. Choppy, if you're listening, you get you a gallon hat. And I'll wear a kilt. Well, yeah, I'll wear a kilt. That's it, yeah. We'll be the Piper and Orton of Rant EM Radio. I'm the bull of the basement, baby. That's what I am right now, the bull of the basement. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for downloading. Hit us up on social media. We're very, 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 very reachable. I think that's it, man. So on behalf of my bottle of water, on behalf of Shaylin and everybody listening on TuneIn, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to care of yourselves, each other. Don't say any of the naughty words. Don't be a pain in the ass like Choppy. And just be a good fucking human being, okay? And support your local scene, your podcast, your bands, your art, everything. It's worth it. Invest. Invest in your people. Invest in your community. Invest in your life. Good night. With the blueprint to plan my escape from Central Brooklyn. Rock, pick the lock, rock, bust the shot, shot, tick. With the plastic C4 to blow the door. Now we blow the spot. On the dedicated, semi underrated, fuck intimidated by a whip ass. You niggas lick ass, beat blast, gas pedal, feet mask. Doing a Macarena off of 2 pounds of hash. We ain't having that. I ain't having that. I ain't having that. You don't got no wins in me, casa. My shit proper. You still sucking my kibasa. From Hillshire, I still fire from helicopters. Watch the birdie. I heard him telling tales to the coppers. Clock ya, coming from the prison singing operas. Met you at your crib from the blind side, I dropped ya. Knocked ya, teeth out your mouth when I popped ya. Sent you upstairs to get a gun and your pop. Yo, niggas that I knew was on before, right now smoke crack. Fuck that. I ain't having that. I ain't having that. Yo, you smack me and I smack you back. Fuck that. I ain't having that. I ain't having that. Y'all niggas think y'all gon' come around here flashing trap. Fuck that. Son, you know they can't stand me. Like Miami, waiting for these rappers outside of the Grammys. They be killing me, how they willingly be grilling me. Just be filling me. Could it be my name on my big old chain? When we in the airport and I wait to soul train, I got.